An affordable housing unit for veterans in Frankfurt is forced to rebuild as detectives investigate arson. KYW's Vic Ragupathy.
Police say the fire started just after 4 on December 28th. But while the flames were quickly extinguished, the same can't be said of headaches for residents of Veterans Village. This resident, who asked not to be identified, was with her now 7-month-old infant.
Our fire alarm flashed until the next day because nobody came and turned it off. We faced a lot of water damage, mold, things like that, and it was just noisy.
Board President Dana Spain says just because no one was physically hurt doesn't mean they came out unscathed.
A lot of our residents suffer with PTSD, and to have fire alarms and sprinklers go off is a very triggering event.
The unnamed resident says it started as a normal weekend during the holiday season when the fire happened out of nowhere.
Feeling unsafe, just uneasy. I was a bit shaken up because I just kind of didn't know what to do or how to react.
Spain says surveillance video captured two people breaking in, setting the fire, and leaving. She says insurance estimates repairs could cost six figures. The nonprofit has donation links on its website, veteransvillages.org. Vic Ragupathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.